Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about seeing it through. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. This is probably the last week of classes for you, and you're about to take your first set of final examinations. You've learned to navigate college over the past 14 or 15 weeks, and final exams will be the culmination of all your hard work. You've come so far and learned so much. I want to help you make sure your exams go as well as possible and you see this first semester through to the end on a high note. So, here goes. Begin studying for your exams now. I know it sounds like it's early, but it's really not. You have to take the time to review all of the information you've been presented over the course of the semester, make sure you understand it, and that you can make connections. Sometimes your instructor will give you a study guide. If they haven't given you one, I'll very quickly help you put one together. You begin making your study guide by looking at your course syllabus. You should have one for each class that was either distributed on paper or available through some type of web-based classroom management system like Blackboard, Moodle, or Desire to Learn, or something like that. For each topic in the syllabus, each thing that's listed, write down the textbook section or chapter, article, or assigned reading that corresponds to it. Then, within each of those textbook sections or chapters, create a list of some other topics and concepts that you should know. You can start with any terms that are written in boldface. Those are always a good place to start. Now, in a quantitative course like mathematics, chemistry, or physics, you also want to write down any important equations. Well, actually, they're probably all important, so write down the equations that you see in the section. So let me be clear about something. This is not the time to begin learning concepts. If there are things you didn't learn earlier in the semester, it is very unlikely that you can cram them in now and retain them. You may understand them well enough for the exam, which you believe right now is good enough, but many courses build on previous courses. That's why they're called prerequisites. And you will need a strong foundation to be successful in the next course. Trust me, I've been there, my friends have been there, many of my students have been there, and you need a solid foundation before you move on to the next course. Please don't take that for granted. So believe me when I say that cramming doesn't create a strong foundation. It really doesn't. But that's a little bit off point. Off topic, and I digress. The point right now is that you should be reviewing and making connections between concepts, not learning. Now, as you prepare for your final exams, do something like study with others and use all the resources that are available to you as you prepare. As you go through your study guide that I talked about a couple of minutes ago, be sure to make note of any concepts, formulas, equations that are challenging for you, and address them this week. Take practice exams. If your instructor doesn't provide one, create one for yourself from the more challenging problems that are at the end of the sections in most of your textbook. Or what you can do is use existing homework and maybe old exam questions, then do things like ask yourself, what if this coefficient changes from 2 to 6? How does that change the answer? What would I need to do to increase or decrease the solution if I want to make it half twice the size? Things of that nature. So begin asking yourself those if blank, then what questions. That'll help you determine whether or not you know content. Now, if your class is a humanities or writing type course, then try to describe concepts or summarize readings in your own words. Make sure you understand it, but that you can relay it in a way that makes sense to you. So you don't just want to keep studying in a way that puts things in your brain. You want to pull them out as well, or retrieve them, if you will, to make sure that you can deposit that information back onto an exam paper. Now, again, as you're doing all of these things I'm suggesting, you shouldn't be seeing this material for the first time this week. You should be familiar with all of it and only need to review. Nothing you are seeing this week should be new. And I know it's not because you've been reading and studying all along. I know you have. Now, last but not least, get a good night's rest before each exam, particularly if that exam is in the morning. You don't do yourself any favors by pulling all-nighters. Trust me, I know. Your brain needs to rest to recharge and recall information. If you're a breakfast person, eat breakfast. If you're not a breakfast person and you have an exam in the morning, at least have some juice and take a piece of fruit or a cereal bar or something with you to the exam just in case. Your brain also needs fuel. It needs rest, it needs fuel, and it needs that information that you have in it. With those three things combined, you should be able, hopefully, to recall what you know, share it in a way that your professor can understand and assess, and things will go well. I know this is your first set of final exams, but please don't get shaken by it. Just make sure that you do all that you can do to prepare, and then let your memory and very strong brain take care of the rest. I trust you can make that happen. Now, if you're not sure, and you know you haven't done all you can, then perhaps you need to study some more, and you may need to study differently. However, once you've done all you can do to prepare, the only thing left to do is your best. I believe you can do it. Now, that's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel the Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life, and we're here to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments on this or previous shows from this semester, please submit them through my website, www.tassletotassel.com. You can also send me a direct email, and my email address is dr.deidre@tassletotassel.com. Last but definitely not least, you can check out my blog, tassletotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions, including those tips on making a study guide. I want to thank you so much for listening this semester, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard and you've been able to get some gems from it. Now, our next broadcast will be January 12, 2015, same time, same place. Have a wonderful holiday season, and I hope you'll join me next year. Now, I think you're college ready.